Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Okay, get this started. Manolo?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, Manolo. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. About a couple of weeks ago, we asked you about Elvis Andrews. You told us that you guys were still learning Andrews. Of course, you know him for a long time now. What are some of the things you have seen of him this spring that make you remind you of the old Elvis Andrews and things that may be able to help the Athletics this year?
Well, look, he's a terrific shortstop, and I've said all along he's like a point guard. You know, he's just got a great feel for the game. But I think that what I've been most impressed by, and we're just, you know, a guy like him, we're just trying to get him ready for the season, so we're not worried so much about numbers. It's more about health and getting him enough reps. What I've been most impressed by is how well he's fit in with our group of guys. And you know, when you've been in one place for a long time, you come to a new place, I don't know, maybe there's a little trepidation, maybe your personality doesn't come out for a while, but it did right away with him. And he's also a great resource in what he's seen from us over the last few years. You know, Moreland the same way, Rosie the same way. So it's good to bring those type of guys in that can kind of give you a little bit of a perspective about your team from the other side. And Elvis has done a lot of that.
Yeah, he said the other day when he signed that the loss of weight would allow him to move better in a shortstop and improve his defense. Have you seen a little bit of that in this spring?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been out there a ton, but he looks the same to me that he has in years past. It's just getting past the back issues that he's had. And, you know, for guys like him that, you know, aren't 22 years old, we're just trying to get, you know, incremental progress and, you know, from game to game and play him a little bit longer. And, you know, everything I see in drills shows up the way I've expected it to.
Matt?
Hey, Bob. Do you guys have a day that you know that you guys are looking at for potentially getting Ramon back into a game after the off day?
My target is Monday.
And is he feeling better at this
point? Yes. I know he's going to hit in BP groups today. There is a sim game. I'm not certain if he's going to be in that, but I think potentially he takes him at bats there as well.
And how's Piscotty doing today after the cortisone thing?
Yeah, he's going to have 2 days of non-activity as far as swinging. So we'll see how he is on Monday, whether or not he's able to play Monday or Tuesday.
We've seen, obviously, Pinder move all over the place defensively this spring. In terms of just the outfield, though, are you pretty comfortable with him in left or right field at this point? Pretty much right?
I am. And, you know, you know, probably backing him off the infield stuff right now because we have so many outfielders that are down and or that we've sent down at this point. I mean, the second half of the game right now, we're, you know, Wilson's having to play the outfield and he's an infielder. So we're down quite a few outfielders right now. And therefore it gives, you know, Penn the opportunity to get a little bit more time out there.
Are you thinking you're going to like try to go into the season with a plan of how to make sure that Pinder is getting into a lineup regularly, like whether that's plugging him in different spots or targeting certain games or just ways to make sure that he's getting sort of semi-consistent at bats?
Yeah, you know, regardless of whether or not he starts a game, he could show up in that game either way. So we still haven't, you know, I haven't sat down with the front office and talked about how we're deploying things. There are certain guys we know are going to be out there on a consistent basis. Other guys more in nuance or platoon or, you know, match them up against what we think their strengths are. So we haven't sat down and mapped out an exact plan yet.
Manolo.
Hey, Bob, last year, you know, with all everything going on with the pandemic and a new thing, and of course, everybody's scrambling one way or the other, you guys didn't know what it was going to be your alternate site until relatively late. Then you knew where San Jose was a good one. But now that you know that Stockton is your home base, how you feel about this and having an Athletics, a Class A affiliate to be your home base?
Yeah, I'm glad it's one of our affiliates. And Stockton's been one of ours for a long time. So, and you feel for the cities too, and not having minor league ball last year. So to be able to, you know, park our guys there in a place that our organization's familiar with, they're familiar with us, I think ended up being the perfect place.
Yeah, and tomorrow is an off day. It's one of those days where somebody could show up to work out, or it's a complete off day that everybody leaves.
I'm not going to be there. So if somebody shows up, they show up. But I don't know that the protocol types will be here. No, short answer is we're all taking it off.
Tom?
Hi, Bob. Just wanted to ask, you know, with the younger guys getting into so many games, and you mentioned Wilson playing all over the place, what are you hoping they take out of this experience, given obviously the roster's pretty stacked in front of them, of trying to get realistic big league playing time isn't really a thing, but what do you hope a youngster like a, you know, an Allen or a Diaz, or, you know, insert name here, gets out of these late inning games and getting at bats against big league pitching?
Yeah. I mean, there, some of these guys are getting some starts too. So, you know, it's kind of a dual effect in that a lot of these guys didn't get to play last year. You know, in Wilson's case, he didn't get to play at all. I wouldn't consider him a youngster. I think he's about 30, but our youngsters, as far as, you know, Diaz, Davidson, Nick, are getting to play against higher competition. And that's always great, because you want to see your best prospects against, you know, how they match up against, you know, some of the best players. And, you know, typically they might not get at bats, you know, Soderstrom as well. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to get them in games. And when they get hits and they play well, they feel like, hey, look, I can play here. So that's part of the dynamic as well.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.